Hello again, and welcome to Radio Free HPC. This is where we talk about supercomputing, high-performance computing, and other technology topics. I'm your Toastmaster, Rich Bruckner from Inside HPC, with my co-hosts, Dan Olds from Gabriel Consulting, and Henry Newman from Instrumental. Now let's get to the show. All right, we're back. Radio Free HPC. This is Rich Bruckner from Inside HPC. And as always, with me is Dan Olds from the Student Cluster Competition site and Henry Newman from Instrumental. How you doing, guys?
I'm jacked up.
You're jacked up. What could possibly get you at least even a little bit adrenalized, Dan?
Well, hey, it's Student Cluster time, and this one is the granddaddy of them all. It's the Rose Bowl of Student Cluster Competitions, the SC14.
Right, right.
Coming up in just over a week from the time we're recording this.
Yeah, and this has been going on since when?
2007.
Okay.
So this is the seventh year of the, again, the granddaddy of them all.
Yes.
This is it. This is the big one.
Okay. And we got how many teams this year are going to face off?
It's going to be the biggest field ever. They've got 12 teams competing in the big iron division. There isn't going to be a small iron, no little fee, no bring your own. It's just big iron. And they're coming ready.
Okay.
And we've got some new teams and some returning champions.
All right. Well, so, you know, Dan, you've been following this for years, of course, and you even fostered up a site that just focuses on this competition.
Yep.
Is this just about winners and losers? What is the end game here?
Well, really, I'm building up the hype and the fun around it because I really do think that this needs a lot more attention from the industry. The bottom line here is that this is training the future HPC professionals, the future researchers, the people that are going to be movers and shakers in the industry. These kids take 6-9 months of their own time to do this and to learn these apps, learn how to architect a system, put it together, and race them.
Well, and Dan, who are the hardware vendors that are participating this year? Is it one hardware platform, or do they get to pick and choose? How's that all working this year?
Everybody brings their own. And that's the other really important part of this that the students learn, and what makes them great employees is that this is also an exercise in project management. They decide they want to put together a team. It's not like the sponsors are all lined up and they just have to send an email. They've got to find local or regional or international contacts to get to those sponsors, put together a proposal, figure out what hardware they need, work with the sponsor to provide it, and all the logistics and stuff that goes into that. So this is something else, another really crucial skill that these kids are learning. They put together all this stuff on their own.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I think it's important to point out that, building a cluster, Beowulf, is probably a lot less hard than it was when it first started, but this is still not something you just teach in Computer Science 101. There's a lot of learning involved here, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just putting the thing together and making it work, but it's staying underneath that power cap. It's learning the applications and how they interact with the system. And we've got some different applications this year, too. It's an awful lot of just plain work. And some schools, namely Purdue and I believe Colorado as well, they've built courses and curriculum off of these competitions. I mean, you look at a team like Purdue, they're going to be at SC14. This is the eighth competition they've participated in, including some overseas trips. And they actually have classes that they've built off of the skills that are needed to participate in these competitions.
And as far as the recipe of the ingredients these kids have to choose from, it seems to me to be broader than ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got processors, you've got
sure,
different accelerators like the Xeon Phi and the GPUs from NVIDIA, etc. You've got ARM processors, all towards that goal of getting the most.
And you got interconnects.
Interconnects.
Yep. They can use anything they want that's freely available on the market. And that includes, by the way, they've got their choice of software as well.
Yeah. But not just for one application, across a suite of applications, because they're kind of stuck with whatever cake they bake. They're kind of stuck with that.
Yeah,
right?
The thing is, once you boot it up, that's your configuration. There's no turning off nodes for this, or pulling out the GPUs or anything like that.
You had to change tunable parameters in the operating system, or a reboot, or anything. Are you?
No reboots.
Well, unless you crash.
But then that reboot and the crash has to be documented.
Okay.
Oh.
So
really?
It's a big deal.
What about changing tunable parameters on the fly?
You can change tunable parameters on the fly, yes.
What about compilers?
You can bring your own compilers, too.
See, Henry's bringing up his full list of dirty benchmark tricks.
He is.
He's very well-versed in those, by the way.
And actually, let me run down the applications real quick here. They're doing HPCC with an HPL for the highest LIN pack. That's normal stuff. They're doing I don't even sure how to pronounce this. It's ADSIRC.
Yeah.
ADSIRC.
Yep.
Advanced circulation model, and you use that for solving free surface circulation, transport problems, stuff like that. Like to predict a storm surge or tidal movement, how water might be moved by wind, or something floating in water could be carried around. Doing NAMD, which we've seen before, molecular dynamics. For very large stuff.
Dan,
what's
the
that?
Key to all these questions is, who picks the test cases?
What's the data set, right?
Well, what's the data set? What's the initial conditions? How much memory?
Yep.
Who defines all that? Who's in charge of that part of the competition? Who picks it?
That's the organizers working with subject matter experts. And what they look at to do, it kind of varies from competition to competition. At SC, this is a 48-hour marathon. So they're going to get most all of these data sets available to them at one time. And they have to slice and dice that stuff, put it onto their system in a way that they can get the most done in those 48 hours.
Okay.
I think that in most cases, and it varies, but in most cases, there's going to be enough. The data sets and the problems are large enough that they're going to have to make some choices, right?
Okay. So do they know the grading scale, which is the most important one, so they pick the right ones and optimize for that?
It's more along the lines of the applications all being worth the same amount, but they have to look at the data sets and the problem and figure out what can we get the most credit on.
Got it.
What can we get the most done?
Got it.
The other one that's an open question is they're doing something with MATLAB. And I don't know exactly what the problem is with MATLAB. That's a huge range of things it could be.
Yes, it is.
And then there's a mystery application, which is new this year. They haven't done a mystery app before. So this mystery app and MATLAB are going to really test the student's ability to adapt on the fly, which is, hey, like what the real world is.
I'd love to see what the software stack with compilers and operating system tunables are for this.
Swing by and say hey and talk to them.
Usually, last year when I was doing it, they were all too busy to talk to me.
They will talk to you, though. That's part of what they're going to be graded on, is how well they interact with people from the show.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're
there to talk to people.
Okay, well, Dan, based on that, why don't we go through the team? You got the roster up? And
I have
who
the
we
roster
got here?
Up.
All right.
Well, let's see. Let's start with the returning two-time, not one, but two-time winner, who's playing for the three-peat, University of Texas Austin.
And who's their advisor?
I'm not sure this year. There might be a change. It used to be John.
Yeah, and I was wondering if John's still doing this.
Not positive. I guess we'll see. I'm still waiting to get their final proposals, which should list out the student roster. The other thing about Texas Austin, they did have some graduating seniors this year, so there's going to be some new blood on the team. But they're looking for the three-peat, and that'll be the first time anybody's ever completed a three-peat if they were able to pull it off. We also have a new team from Illinois, the Illinois Institute of Technology. And I'm not sure who they're aligned with. I wonder if they're aligned with any of the national labs.
Well, or is everyone aligned with someone?
Not necessarily. But, for instance, Texas is aligned with TAC, and there are some others that have some alignments like that. But I'm just wondering about Illinois Institute of Tech. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Team from Australia is, this will be the second time they're coming in. This is IVEC, which is a consortium of three or four Australian universities and a supercomputing organization in Australia. We also have some Germans coming in.
Well, wait, Dan.
Go ahead.
Did they have kind of a competition in Australia to pick who was on that team? To, you know,
no, I don't believe there wasn't a regional competition that I'm aware of. We have Germans coming in again for the second time. Friedrich Alexander University. I kind of wish I could do an accent. That would be awesome. They were a fun team last year. They were also a lot of used a lot of GPUs. Did well for a first-time competitor. I was impressed. Then we have National Tsinghua University from Taiwan. This will be the eighth time they've competed in a major cluster competition. They took all the marbles in 2010 and 2011, and they won LINPACK in both the first and second ever SC competitions. Tough team.
So do you know where everybody's getting their hardware and their stacks in yet? Was that going to be
not
all
sure
documented?
Yet. Not sure. It will be documented. I think that Tsinghua, if you look in their parking lot, it backs up right up to every major Taiwan high-tech organization. Okay. So they're going to come packing. Another team, this is a second-time competitor, University of Tennessee, Knoxville, or Team Oak Ridge, as we were calling them last year. They had a tough outing last year. They had problems getting their hardware going. I'm expecting a much better performance this year. It wasn't through any fault of their own, but they had some hardware woes that seemed to happen to the first-time teams. They also, last year, were the only big iron team to include high school students. So both university and high school students, which is pretty cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah. Purdue is going to be there again, and they're doing something a little bit different. They're bringing in a sister school with them, EAFIT, which is a private Colombian university located in Medellin, Colombia. And it's a cooperative effort between the two of them, which is a pretty cool thing for Purdue to do.
Yeah. How are they related?
I think that there's probably some sort of a sister school relationship, sort of like sister cities. So it's very cool that they're doing that, and I'm looking forward to interviewing them and getting some more details, because this is something to get into a competition like this would be really hard for a university that hasn't done it before, that has a lot of, that would have a lot of travel and logistic expenses, and Purdue's helping them out with that. I think I'm going to be talking to the CIO of Purdue about this, and I'll have some more details about that.
Great.
University of Science and Technology, UST from China. This is their second major competition. They did really well at ISC in Germany. They're sponsored by Sugon, or at least they were in Germany, and I imagine they're going to be here. They did really well for a first-time team at ISC. They placed second overall, reasonably close to the winning South African team. And we'll see how they can do in this field, but I expect them to only get better. Another first-time team, University of Singapore. Don't know much about them. They're a mystery at this point. Don't know what they're bringing. Don't know their experience. Don't believe that they've participated in a regional competition. Didn't see them at the China competition this spring. So we'll see what they're doing. One team that has been around, four-time competitor, Huzhong University of Science and Technology, or HUST. They've been around, again, four times. They notched a LINPACK win at ISC 13, and I expect them to be a pretty good-performing team. Let's see. Oh, another new team, and this is going to be kind of interesting, University of Oklahoma, arch rival of University of Texas in all things, particularly football. This could set up a grudge match. This is a grudge match. They hate each other.
Are they going to be next to each other?
I
Don't that think would I, be that would be good.
That would be awesome if they did that. I'll check and see. Maybe we can get that switched up. But you know, they have that annual Red River Rivalry football game that they position in Dallas because it is exactly halfway between Austin and Oklahoma, and they have to segregate the fans. So you'll see red and you'll see the burnt orange in very defined places in that huge stadium. So this could be a lot of fun.
Well, can't we all just get along?
Wait, Dan, on the website, there was one other. It's called the
Massachusetts. Yeah, there's one other team. I'm getting to them right now. It's a Massachusetts Green Team, or Team Chowder, or Team Boston, or whatever you want to call them. This is a fifth time these guys have sent a team. And it's a consortium of kind of a varying consortium of schools. One time MIT participated. They might be participating again. Bentley University, Northeastern University, Boston University. They've all had some members there, but it's sort of a loose and changing consortium. They're the guys at ISC that came up with or took a novel approach of using quad socket nodes in their cluster to see if that would have an effect and lead them to victory. Didn't quite play out as hoped, but it was a really interesting attempt, because I've often wondered if having fewer nodes but more powerful nodes was a good way to go.
And Dan, I noticed the sponsors. Now, what do those sponsors do? They get the first pick of the students, or what are they doing financially? How are they supporting this?
Well,
how does that all work?
Yeah, and actually that's a good thing to highlight. The sponsors of the overall competition, very helpful. They provide financial support over and above what the hardware vendors are doing with individual teams and other vendors. And these guys, Bank of America, Chevron, DDN, Geist Global, General Motors, MathWorks, Procter & Gamble, and Schlumberger. And by being a part of this, first of all, they make it possible for it to happen and for it to be as big as it is. The second thing is it does give them a relationship, a chance for at least a relationship with the students as well. I mean, the representatives from these places will be going through the exhibits and talking to the students. This is all happening on the show floor, and we really appreciate the support from these vendors. And it's interesting, you know, you wouldn't think that some of these companies would be at a supercomputing conference, but Bank of America is usually there. Procter & Gamble is there, along with the others, because this is a big deal to them to find out what's going on. And by sponsoring the cluster competition, they get a shot at some of the very best talent coming out. And then these guys could go on to be in professional clustering.
Professional clustering.
Yeah, they're going to go pro. It's still amateur.
Yeah, go pro.
Here.
Go pro.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you only have a certain number of years of amateur eligibility, right?
I suppose. Yeah, just like NCAA. But Dan, are you going to do a wagering site this year so that people can like place their bets on these?
No, we're not in Reno, Rich. If we're in Reno, Dan. Well,
well, it's the internet. There's no borders anymore.
Yeah, I'm a little late to get that up. Doing it, but
all right.
You know, it's it didn't get a whole lot of people hitting that, so I sort of let it slide this year. But I think over time, I need to make that a institution, because it does give it gives me some odds to talk about.
And you also take 10% off the top, if I remember correctly. That's what your plan was.
But you know what's interesting is that in virtual money, like not bitcoins but truly virtual, 10% of nothing is still nothing, no matter how many times I do it.
Well, it sounds like your regular business model then, Dan.
It does. It's not all that far off. But if I had to handicap this, I think the smart money's got to be on Texas to three-peat. They're a very steady team. They don't make a lot of mistakes. I would also take a hard look at the Germans and both HUST, but probably the University of Science and Technology from China, the Sugon guys. They were not rattled or discombobulated by anything that happened at ISC. Great attitude, and I got a feeling they've been working really hard to compete at SC. They could come from out of nowhere. Just an idea. And I think, you know, the same could be said for the Australians. They're definitely looking to do better. And Knoxville, I think same thing can be said. It's wide open.
It's wide open. In the end, right? There's some unknown quantities
there. In the end,
it's wide open.
Anything can happen.
Right. So when does this all wrap up and somebody gets declared the crown winner?
Competition starts on Monday. Week from next Monday. And the competition wraps up on Wednesday. And we'll have a gala awards luncheon or bruncheon or dinner or something like that where the winners will be announced. You can, of course, see it in my coverage in the Register. Also on the Student Cluster portal site, which is www.studentclustercomp.com. Follow our Twitter, which we will be using to get the results out quicker than anybody else.
Well, I usually beat you anyway, but that good
didn't,
for you.
Didn't
good
do
for,
it,
thanks
did,
for trying.
Didn't do it at ISC, pal.
I love when you two argue. It's pretty interesting.
ISC doesn't count. I have, you know.
Tell that to Galat Shainer that ISC doesn't count.
Oh, come on. And not for this particular
speed thing.
He
could kill you with fingers on one hand.
No, because you're 8 hours ahead of US, man. That's just, you know, hey, come on.
Guys,
that's what matters. Morning paper.
You know what?
Morning paper.
People can hear you guys argue on the floor at SC like usual. I think we need to wrap it up.
And by the way, right. Rich, you might have a result, but I've got the analysis. I tell you who won, how they won, why they won, and all of that.
Dan, you always claim to be better and faster than Rich. You always claim it.
Except in one way. But yes, I am usually faster than Rich.
You're older than Rich, too.
Yeah, Rich has that look and sort of way he carries himself. It looks like he's just graduated from maybe a second-tier, third-tier junior college.
That's just, you know? Dan, that's mean.
Tell me I'm wrong, though, Henry.
You're wrong, Dan. I love my second favorite words. All right, guys. Look forward to seeing you at dinner a week on Saturday night before supercomputing.
Yep. Yeah.
That would be great. And I'm really looking forward to Arby's. I hear they do good roast beef. Thanks for picking that, Henry.
Rich. You and I will go somewhere good.
Yeah.
I'll clue you in on where I'm going, Rich.
All right. Meat with bones in it, maybe even. Well.
Just give me some of that extra horsey sauce and I'm good.
All right, guys.
Okay, guys.
Cheers.
That's it for this edition of Radio Free HPC. Thank you for listening and be sure to check back often for new episodes. Also, check out our website for more content, links, and a place for you to let us know what you think about the show. We're at RadioFreeHBC.com. Thanks again. We'll be back with another exciting episode real soon.